In his first news conference as president-elect, one of the first things Donald Trump talked about was the drug industry, criticizing it for taking drug production overseas and saying he was in favor of creating new bidding procedures for drug pricing.
They're getting away with murder. Pharma has a lot of lobbies, a lot of lobbyists, and a lot of power.
Well, our partners at the health and medicine publication Stat decided to look into just how much lobbying there is. Rebecca Robbins, Stat business reporter, is here. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, thank you for having me on the show.
And you looked at lobbying last year specifically. What did you find about how much money industry groups first spend on lobbying?
So at a high level, the industry's two biggest trade groups spent a collective nearly $30 million lobbying the federal government last year. And that's split between pharma, which is one of the big industry trade groups, and bio, another big one. And those numbers are roughly consistent with 2015.
Well, and you could also tell what these groups lobbied about because they have pieces of legislation that they lobbied on. Which ones caught your eye?
So these lobbying disclosure forms that Stat used to build its report don't always say which direction a trade group lobbied in. So for instance, we might see that they lobbied on a piece of legislation, but we don't know if they lobbied for it or against it. That said, we were really struck to see, for instance, that pharma, one of the big trade groups, lobbied on Medicare drug pricing negotiations. It's an issue that drug companies have long been opposed to changing.
Well, right now, Medicare, the government agency, is not allowed to negotiate drug prices. And Donald Trump, as you write, is broken with Republican orthodoxy, calling for Medicare to be able to negotiate drug prices, something the drug companies don't want. So you can pretty safely assume there that the drug companies were lobbying against that.
That's a safe assumption, absolutely.
What else did you see?
Another example that struck our eye was lobbying on the issue of drug importation from Canada. This would be the notion of allowing prescription drugs to be imported from Canada, where they're cheaper. And a provision that would do just this was voted down in the Senate earlier this month, which provoked some backlash against Democrats who voted against it as well. So drug companies have clear reason to oppose the proposal. Cheaper drugs from Canada means less revenue for companies.
We also looked at individual companies and how they were lobbying. Top of the list was Amgen, then Pfizer, ABBVIE. Eli Lilly, Novartis, Merck, Johnson & Johnson, the list goes on. But is any of this really, you know, the numbers that you came up with, 9.9 million for Amgen, which was down 6% for their lobbying, but still, was any of this surprising to you?
I think it reflects what we certainly know to be true in that Donald Trump referenced in his press conference earlier this month, which is that there is a very significant lobbying presence by drug companies in Washington. And it's a big part of why prescription drug prices are this way and why prescription drugs function as they do in today's healthcare system. And I think these large sums that are spent on lobbying the federal government certainly reflect how we got to where we did today.
And of course, the drug industry says they need to charge what they do because of the research they do. We'll follow this story. Rebecca Robbins, business reporter for our partners at Stat, the health and medicine publication. Rebecca, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.